Browns fans, make a difference for those in need here in Cleveland. Bring your non-perishable canned food items to the November 3rd game for the Cleveland Browns Food Drive. Volunteers will be at the First Energy Stadium gates collecting canned items and donations when the Browns take on the Baltimore Ravens. We're going to wrap things up here on this Bummer Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagurva Carucci, with some of your tweets. Dino, we have some tweetage out there, I'm sure.
Tons. Again, at Browns_daily. Just got this one in. I thought it was interesting. From Browns fan 42, I keep hearing Chud and Norv getting passes. I think it's time we started holding the coaches accountable as well as the players. You guys agree with that?
Well, I think for Chud's sake, he faces a real crossroads with the quarterback decision. Now, when I say crossroads, I don't think it's the kind of thing that puts his job on the line by any means, but it's a big part. It's going to be the biggest decision he makes in his young coaching time with the Browns. And then how that works out, you know, we'll see, but he's being judged on that. He made it very clear last week. This is his call. This is not coming from anywhere else but him, and it should be. And I think he's comfortable with that, too. And this is also a guy, I mean, I still like the boldness. I still like the decisions he's making to be aggressive and try to get things done. But I think he's hamstrung in a lot of ways. And I don't mind. I think the strategies and ideas of this coaching staff are pretty good. I think when they open things up and try to do things like the coaching they did, especially in the first half against Detroit, I'm all for a lot of those calls. I'm all for the philosophy, the aggressiveness, the attack downfield. I just don't think you got a lot of players who can do it.
The personnel's got to match up to what you want. And right now, it isn't matching up to what you want out of this team. And that, I think, is the disconnect. That's where the problem is coming in.
And what makes it worse, guys, is then you get a tweet like this from Miss Ann Elk. The fans are about an inch away from losing interest in the season.
Well, that scares me more than
anything. Me too.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've gotten a couple.
I don't want ambivalence. I don't mind hatred. I just don't like ambivalence, because hatred means you still care, and that's okay. We'll deal with the hate. We'll because you work through hatred. I know it's a strong word, but it's okay in sports.
That's right.
It doesn't mean the same thing in other walks of life.
No,
that's how I justify that. But you know, the strong feelings of negativity, you can have those in sports, because then they come around. And if you do something good, they love you.
Then they love you again.
It's like like a family member.
There's a lot of ups and downs. There's a lot of quick, visceral emotions and reactions. And right now, they certainly are not positive. Stay tuned for Hooley and Gerard here on ESPN 850. Want to thank, of course, Doug Deacon, of course, Gerard Cherry, Tom Withers for stopping by, the head coach Rob Chudzinski, and Carly for helping us out here in the studio.
On the court, yep.
Yeah, she's got a lot. Apparently, she's got hidden talents we're going to unleash
we'll
on you guys
as
the season progresses. Yeah. Thanks to Dino. Thanks to all of you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock for another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven
by Liberty Ford.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.